At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Raheemi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Say it with me now. The Bears are in first place in the NFC. I'm not going to act like I've been there before. Well, I'm not going to act cool about it. I asked this question to everybody in my YouTube, TikTok, various post-game video platform. Talk your stuff this week. It's Packers week, and according to my very well-done graphic here, a.k.a. me writing notes in big print on paper, and if you want to see it, you can see it on twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Number one, Bears, 9-3. Talk your stuff. Enjoy this. I hope you had a Thanksgiving that was good because your team ate.
I hope that they do enjoy this because it could be very much fleeting, but we're not going to focus on that part of it. Just the fact that they just got here. They got here. It's been a long time. It's been 19 years since they were in the number one seed spot this late in the season. So, yes, you should enjoy it. You should savor it. You should say, I can't believe this is happening, because I don't believe anybody believes this is happening or that this would happen at the outset of the season or the day Ben Johnson was hired and literally said, oh, can we compete immediately? Depends on how much we're willing to work and how much we're willing to sacrifice. I guess the sacrifices have been made to whoever they need to be made to. Oh, he's probably talking about sacrificing your personal time. But the important thing is the Bears are on top, if only for 1 week.
Bears gave me what I needed. They gave you what you needed. Admit it, Bears fans. You needed to, if you're a realist, you needed to see a win like the win that we saw on Black Friday, and that was a Bears 24-15 win at the Eagles. You had to have that win. That's a win like the Rams in 2018. That's a win like the Arizona game in 2005. Hell, some of us old heads couldn't help but thinking about the 1985 regular season when the Bears rolled the Dallas Cowboys 44-0 during the season. That's probably the biggest signature win in Bears history, that 1985. Because the Bears still, people didn't quite know yet. Are they for real? And Dallas was still Dallas. And Dallas were the Cowboys were the darlings. And the Bears won that game 44-0. They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which meant everything back then. Doesn't mean a damn thing now. But back then in the 80s.
I still think it's kind of cool.
It's still cool. You're right. But that was
because we're old. That's
like,
why we think it's
putting
cool.
Together. Right. Like, this falls in that category. And I don't think this is hyperbole on my part. I do believe this is one of those games where you're going to remember this game. Bears fans, especially my young Bears fans out there, all my nieces and nephews, I'm America's uncle. This is a game that you will get to remember always. You've got one.
Mark Grody.
America's uncle.
But not America's uncle. America's funkle.
Well, I am. No,
I thought
no.
You were just Chicago's uncle. But
well,
if you're America's
I
uncle,
am,
that's expanding
oh, no, that's
the
a
brand.
Different thing. That's my superhero. I am Mr. Chicago, as you guys know. But
because I'm a single man, all my friends have beautiful children. I am a 2 or 3 time godfather. I'm an 8 or 9 time uncle. Oh, and then there's my own blood nieces and nephews. So I will accept being America's uncle. I will accept that.
The way you separated. So 9 time uncle is championships. Like godfather, I think, is also championships.
I'm a two time godfather.
And then
that's like all pro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my own blood, as he put it.
Well,
yeah, because all pro,
my own blood is the core. They're my faves. Anytime, I see you, Madeline.
Anytime you're bringing up blood and then also family like roles, I think that just kind of lets you know
but
where
you're kind of born into that. The reason the all pro is the godfather status is because you have to be selected.
Yeah.
Like you have to, that's a vetting process.
You're actually like, unlike Pro Bowl, when you become an alternate and you make the Pro Bowl, this is actually the opposite, where the alternate is the honor.
They're going to put Funkle on your
tombstone.
Shout out to
Kenzie and Hallie, my beautiful goddaughters. Yes.
Yeah. Let's credit everybody. That's kind of the point here. Call your family. Call your friends.
Exactly.
Call the people you hate. Yeah. Call your unk. We got to figure out who America's unk is. At one point, I thought it might be Shannon Sharp. That time has passed. So point being, this is the time. Like, this is it. There has never been a better week for the Bears to not only have the win against Philly, but then also go into Packers week. Mark, I know we talk a lot about the 2018 season. This is not like that. The 2018 season, by the time December rolled around, if you recall, that's when the Bears had to start doing trick plays to get into the end zone. They still ended up losing that first playoff game, as we know, with the double doink. This is the opposite of that for me. This is a team that has shown you they can win, and they don't think they're at their best yet.
And the biggest difference, Layla, between 2018 and now is there is a direction for the offense, a legitimate direction. I remember 2018 vividly. That's my first year on the beat. I was on the sidelines for the Bears in 2018, and the games were fascinating. They were great because you did have a better defense that year. You had an elite defense. But at the end of every press conference, after we got done asking about all the great things the defense did and maybe a Santa sleigh play, you know what the question was? Where was Jordan Howard? Where was the running game? How come Jordan Howard had 12 carries for 32 yards?
Tariq Cohen only had 4 touches in that playoff game.
Beautiful,
you know, like,
comment.
I think about that one all the time.
Tariq
Matt
Cohen
Nagy
too.
Didn't like to run the ball. And the reputation was there previously with Kansas City.
Was it bad that they only had 65 yards rushing in the playoff loss? Is that bad?
That's pretty bad.
And that's the part that people don't talk about. And this is the exact opposite of that. And not only was this Bears win, pick whatever way you want to discuss the statements that were made in this game and the statement win that Mark Grody desperately needed to feel better about his team.
I'm in.
But then you have the 1985 comp that just brings it all together. That this is the first time that two Bears rushers had more than 100 yards on the ground each since Walter Payton and Matt Tsui did it in 1985. And that, appropriately, was against a division rival, the Detroit Lions at Soldier Field. So when you consider that piece of it, too, that makes it all come together, I think, in a way that hits a lot of points for a lot of people. We talk about how if you have a bad defense, it's going to offend a lot of fan sensibilities. Like, shout out to the Bobs. Like, you're not used to seeing a bad Bears defense. This is the exact opposite of that. This is a bruising game in the wind in Philly, where the head coach used the wind as a strategy, by the way, in electing to receive the kickoff, knowing that he was going to make the Eagles throw into the wind. And then you add the running game to it and the ground and pound, and a defense that may not be known for sacking the quarterback, but one that will definitely let you know how it's going to change a game and takeaways. And that's where we are in this.
I love the 1985 callback. I love even better that Kyle Manungai, DeAndre Swift become the first two Bears running backs in the same game to rush for over 125 yards. It's not the fact that they did it. It's who they did it against and where they did it. That's what makes this matter even more, because to go up against the Philadelphia Eagles defense, it's one thing to say, oh, the Eagles offense is struggling. It's another thing to say, I don't care what y'all are doing on offense, because watch what we're about to do to your defense. That is what was demoralizing about watching this game from start to finish and understanding the plan was pretty simple. And for me, Ben Johnson's ability to just say, this is what we're going to do. Watch how I scheme it. What you going to do, Vic? And Vic had no answer.
What you going to do when they come for you?
Yeah. What you going to do now? I have to admit that in making my pick for that game, and I did pick the Eagles to win by 3, sorry, not sorry,
I do think that I should have taken more seriously, in this case, the defensive statistics of the Philadelphia Eagles. Because we looked at them, I looked at the Philadelphia Eagles defense and just said, that player, that player, that player, that player, my God, they're all so good. That like, how can you not look at this team? But you really look closer, the statistics sort of matched what we saw in that game. And I did say this, Marshall, because I see you looking at me. I did say I think the Eagles are going to stay in that gray area for a little longer before the Eagles. I think the Eagles are still going to be really good, and this doesn't mean the Eagles are bad all of a sudden. They're going to get better, and they're going to be good by the end of the season. But I did feel like that gray area was still going to be there. It was. I did pick the Eagles.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Eagles to win.
According to my really fancy playoff graphic, the Eagles are third in the NFC.
See, they're right there.
So they're 38-4. This hour, by the way, and this segment, sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
I noticed on your playoff graphic, you have something missing that's very important, because that's why I said what
quality.
I said off the start. No.
Everybody who says, by the way, that I should print this out, like when we got Ray to print out the Bears being in the playoff picture with that nice color ink. Shh, don't tell our bosses the color ink. You're right. I'm going to get ready to print out the nice fancy NFC.
So, are we not allowed to use the color ink here?
Hey.
It costs money.
Oh, sorry.
That's like the good stuff.
Well, who's it for if it's not for us? I got you guys.
Special occasions. How about
sales?
That?
America's uncle's got you guys.
So,
don't worry.
So, Mark, Layla, what's interesting about her graphing, this is the thing why I said what I said off the top about enjoy it this week, live in the moment. You don't know how long it's going to last.
Talk your stuff.
Not on that graphic is number 7, San Francisco, a team that is 9-4. I just wanted to point out how quickly this can change. If you're the 7th seed, the last wild card, and you have 9 wins, that means if you mess around and lose to the Packers, you could fall way down the cliff.
I want to make sure I have this.
I forgot to write the and one. There are a lot of tiebreakers here. Bears wins the tiebreaker over the LA Rams based on best win percentage in conference games. So what do you know? Strength of schedule comes into play. Rams win the tiebreaker over Seattle based on head-to-head. Falcons are at 11, wins tiebreaker over Minnesota based on head-to-head. So there are some qualifiers here. But I'm not focused on that right now. I'm just focused on the fact that
Bears
they are
the
number one.
How are we feeling about power rankings now? Didn't you guys laugh at me last week when I said the Bears should be in the top 10 of the power rankings? Or was that just Parkins?
I think that was Parkins.
Was it mostly Parkins? Yeah, I think you kind of pushed back a little bit, too.
I just said they haven't beaten anybody of note, and they hadn't. But guess what? Now they have.
So they're a top 10 team now?
Top 10. They're top 5 team in my mind.
See? I can't wait till you guys talk to Parkins. You guys should play it back, because he kind of was like, I don't know if we can put them in the top 5, Grody. I don't know about that by the end of the season. There it is.
And that's kind of the point of this week, is everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, you said this. Yeah. Yes.
You're right.
Yes. You know, like back
I just did what I dread people
but,
do.
But I'm like, yeah, back in September, I was frustrated with the run game. I was frustrated with what I've seen, and they changed. And when the facts change, I change.
The motto is sorry, not sorry. I've said it a million times. Like, this is one of those years. Like, my prediction on the Cubs dusting everybody, that was bad. And it was, that was.
You're observing what you're seeing.
That was fun.
Time.
That was fun, not fun.
I thought you were going to say sorry, not sorry about that.
That's no sorry, not sorry. That's sorry.
I'm not.
This, though, the Bears, anything, like, picking them to be 8-9, not necessarily being very cautious in my belief in Caleb Williams, all of my cynicism, I do not apologize for. But I am not so stubborn and ignorant as to not look at this win and even the win over Pittsburgh and say, I'm on board, folks.
Well, that's it. What's it going to take for you? And I think that once again, the Bears have slayed another dragon when it comes to trying to come to terms with your past and then also understand how different this is. And I can't tell you how many times, Mark, how many times have you and I said, I think Kevin Fishbane put the quote really, really well when I think it was Cooper Kupp being embarrassingly open on national TV in a Bears game, or how many times have we seen the Bears just embarrass themselves whenever they're on this island game?
You can't spell embarrass without bear.
You can't when they're in prime time. And that was the exact opposite of what happened. They played up to that whole Black Friday promo. You know, Amazon Prime broke out that great Black Friday promo with Paint It Black. The world saw this game. And the Bears not only stood on business, they did everything that previous Bears teams for at least the past, I don't know, 10, 15, take your pick years, they did the opposite of that. They utilized every possible resource they had to make a statement against the Super Bowl champions at home.
One, Layla, it was great to see the Bears play kind of almost a rugby-ish game for a worldwide audience on Amazon Prime, because a lot of people were watching this for free across the world. Across the world. So it's like, oh, this is a different football than maybe what I see when I watch in Madrid or London or all these other places where people are throwing the ball like crazy because of the wind conditions and everything else. Also, I just want to point out, Ben Johnson, it's year one, already has had more success than Matt Eberflus, than Mark Trestman, and John Fox as Bears head coaches. You know why? Because he has a winning season under his belt, and none of those other guys did that. That's crazy. That's crazy. He's already got more success than those three coaches combined.
Right, and it feels like it's sustainable, too. There's nothing about it.
Oh,
like, I'm not seeing.
Suddenly we can use culture again. Suddenly we can use sustainable.
Just wait till we have Dan Weider on a little bit later on.
You're going to pant him, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to. We already talked about it on the podcast. I'm going to let you guys pants him.
This isn't the podcast. This is a different show.
Oh, I know. But, like, I don't want to have to do all the pantsing of Dan Weider. You know what I'm saying? So, but you're right, Layla. It's a different show. It's a different audience.
It is.
It's okay. You're a bully, and we know it. It's fine.
I'm not a bully.
You want us to join in your bullying. That's how bullies work. They want the mob mentality. They're like, okay, you guys pants them now.
Hey, don't talk about our Twitch mob that way.
Layla brought it up. She brought it up. I didn't. So I think that means that she has to give the crap to
Weezy. I'm happy for Dan Weider because
no,
I know the suffering.
I was giving you hell for now finally saying sustainable.
Well, and that's just it. Like, again, sure didn't feel like that earlier this season, did it? Am I wrong to now?
I think we were on board with the sustainable much prior to when you became on board
because,
with the sustainable. Because
of,
you're just now saying sustainable.
Winning.
Okay, but no. Like, why did you guys think it was sustainable when they were giving up 240 yards rushing?
Because they were still winning.
Yeah, they were still winning.
But there are degrees of wins. Do I have to go through this again with you guys?
Like they did with the Cowboys?
2018, 2001, do you want more?
To break. So let's put a pin
no,
in
but
this
you can't. You
second.
Guys can't come at me like that and then not
we
let
can,
me respond.
We can
so.
Pause. We can pause for the people who pay us and then resume the thought. Next.
Yeah, resume on
well,
the other
they'll,
side.
They'll get their due. Don't worry.
Okay, so we're gonna pause for the people that pay us. Resume our thought next. But we also want to talk about why it's not necessarily important that the quarterback is the main character right now. So we'll do all that next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score. You can call us 312-644-6767. You can text us at that same number. Join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video team. You heard the open from Tyler Buterbaugh. We're happy to have you. That was fantastic. Ray Diaz, our producer as well. Brandon Fryer helps us out too. As we broadcast broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is a Football Monday. Plumbers 911, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. More with a winning edition of the Bears in first place in the NFC show next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.